For a start, this morning, turn with you back to Psalms 45. Older you get, the frailer you get. At least you realize it much more. I could just read one verse here in this psalm this morning for kind of a jumping off place. I thought about this when I brought this psalm last Sunday to you. The second verse, he said, "Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever." What I wanted to think about this morning is the blessing. We use that term sometimes pretty loosely. You know, we're blessed or we don't think a whole lot about it. But I got thinking on this blessing. Of course, I had to go back to and look in Deuteronomy at the blessings and the cursings. Matter of fact, when Moses started, that's what he talked about, the cursing. They're two opposites. Also, I thought about this, that the teaching of men today is that there is no cursing. God's just good. He's just good. No judgment. We just totally leave judgment off. Also, there's a leaving off of righteousness. And I believe this is the biggest error of all, is that somehow man could acquire righteousness by decision. Not so. The cursing was predicated on one thing. If you don't obey, or if you don't trust and obey, we'll put it that way, then they're going to be cursing. If you trust and obey, there's going to be blessings. The Israelite people kept thinking on that also. It wasn't any accident that the Israelite people wound up down in Egypt. And it wasn't any accident that God put Israel over in Goshen at a certain place for them. And that was blessing. It didn't look too good sometimes. Oftentimes we have the same thoughts. Well, seem like God just not blessing. But through everything, as I get old, I understand more and more about the blessing of God. I've turned many ways in my lifetime of doing this and doing that and doing the other. And sometimes it seemed like, man, this has been an absolute failure. And then we go down the road a little further, and we can see a blessing in it. Sometimes we ask for things and we think that it would be a blessing, and it's a curse if God had let us have our way. But then, if we are the people of God, you see, this blessing is predicated upon trust and obey. So if we are the people of God, then we live in the land of Goshen where there's light. But what happened? Israelite people as a whole didn't trust and obey. As soon as God got them out of Egypt, they went to looking back and wanted to go back. Said, Lord, you let us out of here in this old desert. You understand there was a cloud over by day and a light by night. And all time God's hand was upon the Israelite people. But they murmured. They received both blessing and curse. Because of their disobedience. I'd like to go then to Matthew, the 25th chapter. Verse 34. It said, then shall the king say, and this then is also predicated upon trust and obey. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It's pretty good, isn't it? The blessing. When did it come? Before the foundation of the world. That's when it began. But only for the people of God. The vast majority of mankind is not going to be blessed because of their unrighteousness. And the unrighteousness was to this extent that they set about to affect their own righteousness outside of that of God. All through this Bible, it keeps on over and over and over. He said, but God had not been for but God, then the whole world would have been cursed. I've often thought about this too, but I don't know if you ever thought about it. God cursed the ground for Adam's sake. And that don't seem right, does it? Brought all them briars and brambles up. But I believe it was to keep man humble if he knows God. He said, for I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these brethren, ye have done it unto me. Setting forth here, trusting and obeying because of the love of God for His people. It's the love of Christ that constrains. People of God are to honor one another, to love one another, to take care of one another. Today's idea is that, well, we will save the world. God never intended in such a way. If we go back in the book of Deuteronomy, we see He began with all these curses. Wasn't going to bless this whole world. That's the problem with the preaching today, is that they preach that God sent His Son to die for all men. Well, there isn't any blessing in that, because it's predicated upon what man can do. But God sent His Son that He might die for His people, those that love Him and those that love one another, those that keep propping one another up. And when you do that, you're blessing God. If all this was predicated upon mankind having to make a decision or choosing God, there wouldn't be one soul ever saved, or we might say blessed. Where is the blessing? It's in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Love of God for the Son, who's blessed forever. No end to it. Isn't any back and forth. There isn't any blessing and cursing with Him. It's blessing forever, without end. And that blessing through Him is passed on to the church, His people. And they're blessed through the love of Christ. Ephesians 1st chapter, verse 2, he said, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." We sit in heavenly places, blessed, blessed of God. He said, "Blessed be God, who both blessed us with all spiritual blessings." Now this is a superior blessing. There isn't anything better than that. That's the highest place that you can get when you get into heavenly places through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world." We just heard that, didn't we? We were blessed before the foundation world. In other words, it was sure. There wasn't any guessing about it. There wasn't any deciding about it. according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. You might say all we got to do is just trust and obey. But can you do that? Not in yourself. Your righteousness will not do it because it keeps looking at self. It keeps trying to build self up. But according to the good pleasure of God, he hath chosen us in him that we might receive the blessing. We might say the promise. That we might receive it of him. He said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the beloved. Got to be in him. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. I said, but God. He said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. All these things are according to his good pleasure. That these graces come upon us, which he hath purposed in himself. It is him. You can't add anything to it. You can't take anything away from it. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And all these things happen before the foundation of this world. Let me tell you something else. It wasn't just the blessing that happened then. It was a cursing also. God didn't leave anything out. He prepared old Pharaoh, didn't he? Hebrews, the 6th chapter. In the 13th verse, he said, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, made covenant. Saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee. And multiply, I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. That's where we begin, wasn't it? Trust and obey. Abraham received the promise. But it was predicated upon trust and obey. He said, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. He swore it. to be so. We might say he commanded it. That's what the commandments were about. He commanded to be so. But in those commandments were the blessings and the curses. The only question is, which side are you on when the Lord comes back? He going to say, yeah, you done it all to the brethren, and you done it unto me also. Love one another. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil or through Jesus Christ. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest after the order of Melchizedek. First Peter. The third chapter. In verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. I said that everything begets its own kind. Blessing for blessing. He said, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit the blessing. He said, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips, if they speak no guile, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him speak peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against evil. Or them that do evil. Both things. You see, evil gendereth evil also. But finally, be of one mind. That's the only way people of the Lord can walk together, is in love and in fellowship, in the blessing of God, and blessing one another with this same love, and love gendereth love. Oh, that's what holds the church together. You can't just lay out a church and have it out in the prairie somewhere. You know where God meets? You know where the blessing is? It's in the house of God. That's where you're going to receive the blessing. If you're not there, you're not trusting and obeying. The commandment is to assemble yourself together. Why? That you might receive the blessing.